Texas A&M Kingsville. From the six-yard line, they'll bring in the punt team with 8 minutes 55 seconds and running in the fourth quarter. 27-7 Angelo State and their homecoming game at LeGrand Stadium, Jeff. And I'll tell you what a great performance by this ASU defense.
Yeah, the defense, I mean, definitely. You need 11 game balls to give to each one of those guys out there that's playing defense tonight for the Rams.
Schaefer is back to punt. He stands at his own right end zone. The snap and the kick with the right foot. A high end of end kick. Wilcox makes a fair catch at the middle of the football field at the 40-yard line of Texas A&M Kingsville. So for Angelo State, great field position, first out of 10 at the 40-yard line of Texas A&M Kingsville. 8 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And Jeff will keep it here since it looks like that ASU will trot onto the football field real quick. Now, would you keep your starters into the game up by 20 points? 8 plus minutes to play in regulation?
I would, yes. Yeah, I would, just for the sole fact that to keep the moment. I mean, you really haven't been clean.
Yeah.
You know, there's some bugs you got to work out. There's some sputtering that's going on. You got to want to try to get that fixed.
Zach Bronckhorst and the ASU starting offense back on the football field. First out of 10 at the Kingsville 40-yard line from the left to our right. They'll snap the football at the middle of the football field. The receivers are slot right. Hand off to Amaibu up the middle at the 35. Powers through inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. That is a gain of 7 yards on the play with the stop. He grabs him by the waist and hauls him down. Alex Smith with this tackle for the Javelinas to the 33-yard line. Again, a 7 seconds out of 3.
You know, and that's what your run game does. When you have a run game like Angelo State, it beats your defense to a pulp. And that's exactly what's happening right now. You know, we're starting out with 3 to 5 yards. Now they're getting 5 to 7 yards of carry here in the second half.
That's a pickup of 7 yards for Nathaniel Amaibu. Second down and 3 on the way from the 33-yard line. Receivers are slot to the right. Amaibu is to the offset to the right. Hand up to Amaibu. Cuts to the left at the 30. 25. He's at the 20. 15. At the 10. He is brought down at the 5-yard line. Oh, my. What a play by Nathaniel Amaibu. Coleman makes the saving touchdown tackle inside the Sam's Club red zone. First down and goal. They'll mark the football at the 6-yard line. That's a First Financial Bank first down on a run of 27 yards by Nathaniel Amaibu. First down and goal for Angelo State at the 6-yard line of Texas A&M Kingsville from our left to our right for the left hash mark. Bronckhorst takes a shotgun snap, throws a fade pattern left side of the end zone. The pass is incomplete in the left side of the end zone intended for Rasheen Green in that left quarter of the end zone. LeVarin provided the coverage for Texas A&M Kingsville. Penalty marker is down. That stops the clock. 7 minutes, 11 seconds in regulation. 27-7 Angelo State.
Yeah, Bronckhorst had the hard count, got the Javelinas offside, so he had a free play there. Half the distance to the goal now, free play first.
So that will be called on Xavier Henderson for Texas A&M Kingsville. At the 3-yard line, first down and goal from the 3. The football is at the left hash mark. Bronckhorst is in the shotgun. The backs are split. Kaysen Phillips in motion to the left sideline. Bronckhorst takes a snap, shove a pass up the middle to Kaysen Brown as he is at the 1-yard line, tackled at the 1-yard line. The shovel pass to Brown off the right side of the formation. A fine open field tackle there by the Javelinas by Walker, the 6-foot, 240-pound junior from Las Vegas. That's a gain of 2 yards. Second down and goal from the 1-yard line. 6:49 and clicking in this fourth quarter.
They're actually going to mark him at the 2 because he was at the 1. He slipped out of the grass. He would have just stopped right there. They would have gave him the forward progress, but he slipped out and went back a yard. They marked him down at the 2.
Second down and goal for Angelo State at the 2-yard line from the red hash. Timeout has been charged on the Javelinas. So with 6:31, we'll take a Housley Communications timeout. This call to the sideline brought to you by Housley Communications. When we come back, Angelo State will face second down and goal for the 2-yard line from the left to our right. It's Angelo State 27, Texas A&M Kingsville 7. 6 minutes, 31 seconds to play in regulation. We'll pause for a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. This is ASU Rams football on 101.9 The Fire. Back to the Fossil Petroleum broadcast booth on second down and goal. A direct snap to Zach Bronckhorst runs up the left guard. He's brought down at the 2-yard line. No gain on the play. Quickly, third down and goal for Angelo State at the 2-yard line. And, Jeff, did you like that call there? A direct snap to the quarterback, of course, but he runs off the left side of the formation when you have Nathaniel Amaibu in the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, it was the exact same call they did whenever they gave it to Amaibu in the Wild Ram formation for their first touchdown tonight. I think they were just trying to catch Kingsville off guard.
Zach Brown, of course, under center at the 2-yard line. He quickly calls a timeout. So with 5 minutes, 52 seconds to play and regulation, Angelo State, they call their second timeout of the half. They have one timeout left, while for the Javelinas, they have two timeouts left. So we'll keep it here. 5 minutes, 52 seconds in regulation. The score, Angelo State 27, Texas A&M Kingsville 7. Let's take a look at the yardage of the game. ASU with 418 yards of offense, 236 yards on the ground, 182 on through the air. Zach Brown, of course, with a touchdown pass in tonight's game, threw a 12-yarder to Carter in the late stages of the second quarter. Flowers with a 12-yard return off the block punt in the third quarter up the right side to make it 27-7. That is where we stand in tonight's game. Angelo State, they trot back onto the football field from the far side. They will move on offense from our left to our right. Third down and goal at the 1 yard line. Brown, of course, is under center. Nathaniel Amaibu is the deep back. A snap of the handoff to Amaibu. Powers off to the right side. He's gang tackled at the 3 yard line. No gain. He was stood up and driven back off the right side of the formation. What a defensive stop there. Xavier Henderson was there to tackle for the Javelinas of Texas A&M Kingsville. It's fourth down and one. If you go for it, maybe try to put the game away. We'll see what head coach Gersh will do in this situation.
Yeah, the way defense is playing, go for it.
Fourth down and one. Angelo State will go for it at the 1 yard line at the right hash from the left to our right. Brown course is under center. Double tight ends to the right side of the formation. Amaibu is the single setback. Eight-man front for the Javelinas. Brown course rolls right, throws to the right side. It's caught for a touchdown. Right side of the end zone to Kaysen Brown in the right corner of the end zone. For Kaysen Brown, that's his second touchdown reception of the season for Zach Brown course. Touchdown pass number 16. It's 33-7 Angelo State. 5:06 to play in regulation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win situation. You got them pinned on their own one if you don't get it. They're expecting run, the play action rollout, or bootleg, excuse me, money.
And money makes it 33-7 there for Angelo State. Asa Fuller on the football field for the point after. He'll kick from our left to our right. The snap, the placement, the kick is up in the air, and the kick is good. That football sailed through the middle of the upright. So we have a Housley Communications timeout. This call to the sideline brought to you by Housley Communications with 5 minutes, 6 seconds in regulation with the score. Angelo State 34, Texas A&M Kingsville 7. Up next, Angelo State will kick off to the Javelinas from our left to our right to restart this game. We'll take a quick timeout. This is ASU Rams football on 101.9 The Fire.